You tend to think, according to convention, that faith is a matter of believing something that you're called to believe or suggested you believe. But faith is really a heart disposition of trust in reality, in the context of reality, you see? And you all tend to describe yourselves as people who don't really trust that much. You are alienated, you feel psychologically mistrustful, and therefore you invent all kinds of games for your own sake, to feel better or to survive or to conquer or enjoy some sort of victory over what you don't trust, which is reality. You don't trust reality. You are self-possessed and mortal, know all kinds of limitations exist within you and in relationship altogether to others and to the natural world, to the existence altogether, and this registers in you as a feeling of mistrust. And the open heart is inherently characterized by faith, not believing this or that. It's not a mind matter, you see, but by a disposition, a feeling of trust. And that feeling of trust is the root of sanity. And you all are relatively insane by comparison, you see, because there's a fundamental disposition of mistrust. Body's gonna die, people can leave you, people can abuse you, you can suffer, you can get diseased, you see? All mistrust language. I, me. It's all mistrust signals. As if you'd observed reality so thoroughly that you knew mistrust was an appropriate disposition. No, you just localized in your self-contraction and make a philosophy out of it and talk about reality as if you knew reality. And all it is a dramatization of a fundamental psychological disposition of mistrust. And this is what governs your life. It's another way of describing egoity. A fundamental feeling of alienation and mistrust. Whereas the core of the religious life, truly animated, truly lived, found, is the heart disposition of trust. And that's another way of describing true feeling then, you see? Self-surrendered. Self-forgetting. It's a fundamental feeling of trust. And that's faith. It's not feeling that you can escape death, the body doesn't have to suffer, nothing bad will happen in life. It's not that. Those things happen anyway, one way or another. But even in the midst of a circumstance in which those things do happen, the truly religiously awakened person enjoys the feeling of trust. And this is at the root, at the core. It's not a superficial mind gesture based on, I read this, I believe that. It's not that, you see. It's a core disposition of trust, of well-being, of integrity. And of course, the root of that is no self, self-surrendered, self-forgotten, you see. Embracing reality altogether, even though you can't comprehend it in your mind, but embracing it. In disposition of self-giving. And that shows itself in the human being as a sign of true sanity. True sanity. Well-being in the midst of all that mortal display that bodily manifested beings suffer.